to the weekend, weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Oh, yeah. And it's just about here. Well, unless today is your Saturday, then it's already here. What can I say? It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. And I'm just looking over my ballot here. Just got this email. I do have a child in the Washoe County School, in a Washoe County school. My child may not continue education in a Washoe County school, but my question, why would I not have a Washoe County school on my ballot? You should. They're all there. District A, District G at large. So I don't think anything on our ballots is misdone. So, log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Greatly appreciate it. Should there be another stimulus package? This is an important question that I really want to know how you feel. And so far, the majority is going for no. 64% say no. 35% say yes. The reason I'm asking this is so many people are hurting right now. So many people. But there is so much fraud in the first stimulus package of where money went to. With what's going on, money should have gone directly to Dieter for unemployment, for food banks, because we're going to see an extreme food shortage coming up around us. It should not have been going to certain entities that are flush with money. Flush with money. Don't need it. This is really disturbing. It's like, where is the ethical integrity in Washington, D.C.? The pandemic funding became an opportunity for the department to take what is almost a windfall and use it to try and fill what are some very critical industrial-based needs, but that are only tangibly related to COVID. Why am I telling you this? Because the Pentagon... The Pentagon got all this money. In the months after the stimulus package was passed, the Pentagon changed how the money would be used. Changed it. Oh, give us the money. We'll do right by it. But after it got the money, it decided to give defense contractors hundreds of millions of dollars, mostly for projects that have little or nothing to do with coronavirus response. I mean, I can get why they got money, because they were supposed to be, you know, going to the hardest hit locations. They were supposed to be bringing people all of the tests, doing tests for field setups, because that's how, you know, the vaccines were supposedly going to go out. But they determined that the funds could be used for defense production. We saw it here, even in Nevada. Coronavirus money going to places that it should not have been going to. This is just despicable. And who has their hands in all this? Elected representatives. We are in the most important election we have ever seen. I'm not going to say we'll ever see, because we don't know what the hell they're going to try and pull in 2 years or in 4 years, because we are going to have to continue to be vigilant. Every single office counts. And nothing is nonpartisan. Joining us right now on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, talking about elections, Yolanda Knack is joining us. And Yolanda, first off, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yolanda, you are running for Incline Village General Improvement District, or people will see it as GID. Why are general improvement districts so important for voters to be involved in?
They're so important because, what's kind of happened in the past with IVGID is that, you know, prior to 2020, because we actually had a person appointed to our board in January of this year, which completely changed the board. But prior to that, it was kind of like the general manager and the financial person kind of running the community and the board, and the board was just kind of rubber stamping what they were doing. And so it's just really important that we keep the two people that are running for re-election, plus I'm hoping to get the third seat. Fortunately, one person is not running for re-election, so there's one seat that does not have an incumbent running for it.
Now, what does a general improvement district do?
We manage the trustees, you know, the board of trustees. We manage the general improvement district. We own the ski resort, Diamond Peak, three private beaches, two golf courses, plus we manage the utilities, water and sewer, and we have a contract for trash.
You know, that's been a bone of contention for a few people up there with the utilities. What do you want to bring to the board? What are your ideas for the future?
First I need to say that I'm a fiscal conservative. I'm committed to fiscal transparency. And the most important thing right now in our community, believe it or not, is the long-term problems that could affect the environment. I don't know if you know, but our effluent pipeline, dirty water pipeline, has been leaking for like 17 years. Our burnt cedar pool, which literally sits right on the lake, has been leaking 50,000 gallons per month. They don't even tell you how long that's been. I first became aware of it because I used to swim there in 2016 and 2017. And, so the good news...
I noticed you didn't say 19 and 20.
Well, I actually swim at the rec center. In 19 and 20, I've been swimming at the rec center. But I was going to say something else. Hold on just a second. I lost my thought. But basically, previous boards, they were working on other, you know, things. And These things are kind of important. You know, the water, you know, this is pool water going into the ground and into the lake. And, I have had some people say, well, you're concerned about the leaking pool? And I'm like, well, yeah, keep in mind, 50,000 gallons a month is a lot. And then on the other side, I have some people saying, well, maybe those numbers aren't correct. But I did talk to a lifeguard, and he told me that, you know, this summer he'd come in the next day, you know, early in the morning, and the pool water would be down, you know, like 18 inches.
And that's every day. Yolanda, What have you had expressed any thoughts about fees driving around Lake Tahoe? Have you gotten into any of that?
I have not. It really doesn't have anything to do with IVGID. you know, IFGID, like I say, has to do with the general improvement district. I don't think that's a good idea, to be quite honest with you. But anyway.
Yeah. So what else would you like to focus on as running for the general improvement district?
Well, I'm the kind of person that I like to help out, you know, whenever I can. I know I came across a woman who was having trouble with, having her trash picked up, and I was able to kind of help out with help her out with that. You know, they were telling her that she couldn't put her bear boxes on her property. She had to put it on the next property next door, and of course, you know, that's not right. And I had to remind them, you know, the people from the waste management company, that, you know, they have to follow the contract. One thing I would do is maybe not make contracts for so long. That contract apparently doesn't end till 2026. And, you know, some people have said, oh, well, are you only going to, you know, fix the pool and the effluent pipeline? And I said, no, you know, but those have to be priorities, because they do affect the environment. But there's other things, you know, that we can do. But, of course, you got to remember, there's only so much money. You know what I mean? I mean, if I had unlimited money, I could do a lot of things here. But, you know, for one thing, I know that's been thrown out that I think is a good idea is replacing the beach house there at Incline Beach. I think that's a great idea, but I think we need to look, you know, at how much money we have and take care of the most important things first. You have to look at your priorities, you know.
Do you mind taking calls?
I don't mind taking calls at all.
Okay, we just got a caller in. Jean wants to talk to you about, and we just lost both. So we'll get that hooked back up and get our guest back with the caller, hopefully here in just a moment. Technical difficulties, that's just always seems to be the thing. So we'll also take a quick break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada, including Incline Village. Yes, we've got our special transmitter up there. And joining us right now is Yolanda Knack, who is running for the IVGID, or Incline Village General Improvement District. Yolanda, before we get started, where can people find out more about your views and political outlook for the board? Do you have a website?
Yes. Thank you so much, Monica. My website is electyolandaknock.com, and my last name is spelled K-N-A-A-K. I also have an ad in the Tahoe Tribune today on page 9. It's right above Lisa Krasner's ad.
Oh, that'll be easy to find. All right. We've talked about taking a call. We've got a listener who wants to ask you a question. Jean is on the line with us as well. Jean, what is your question for Yolanda?
Hi, good afternoon, Yolanda. I'm sitting up here at Lake Tahoe as we speak on my hidden readout up here above the East Shore. And I was taken aback at the institutional indifference in the community to this infiltration of the discharge pool water into Crystal Bay. And I'm wondering, the first question that hit me is with the Lake Tahoe being right here, why would we need swimming pools anyway? And to get something like this corrected, because one of the things that I saw in a USGS formatted map on water quality at Lake Tahoe, that during the big buildup of Incline Village during the 70s and 80s, that the maximum amount of discharge into Crystal Bay because of earth moving up there was one of the most intense locations on the lake where we saw degradation of Tahoe water quality through the 70s and 80s. But I think my question is to the indifference that I hear about the what seems to be copious discharge of discharge into the lake from these swimming pools. Is maybe the status quo there? Do you think a lawsuit might work? Do you think a lawsuit might be the way that the public would go to light a fire under these people to clean this thing up?
Well, at this point, I think it's kind of late for that, actually. The good news is, and I did talk to them about, because we're not using the pool any longer, treating the water in the pool, and they're going to actually, they've already started coming up with ideas about replacing it, and they are in the planning stage of replacing the pool. So actually, back when I first found out about it, I, kind of kept asking, when are you guys going to repair the pool? I actually had no idea until it came out in the board packet this last August. I had no idea that it was 50,000 gallons per month. But we are no longer using the pool, and I'm pretty sure the pool water that's in there has been treated. So that it doesn't affect the soil, surrounding soil and the lake. At this point, a lawsuit is kind of, that's probably that.
After the fact.
Probably should have happened. Yeah, it's after the fact. Should have happened a few years ago. I just really, until last August, I never realized how much the pool was leaking.
Gene, thank you so much for the Gene. Thank you for the call. We got a break here. Yolanda, that's very. Thank you for calling. That you brought up something you didn't know about. Is the area, is the General Improvement District, are they transparent enough with the community as to what's going on?
That is happening now. The transparency has been put in place, I believe. The previous general manager left the end of last year.
I remember hearing that.
So we have a new general manager, and I believe it's the new general manager that's been upfront about, exactly how much it's leaking. And so I think the transparency.
Well, I just wonder what other issues are going on that the public doesn't know about.
Well, I think people know that the pipeline has been leaking for 17 years, the effluent water pipeline. I think that the other good news is that this current board is starting to work on that issue as well. Like I say, in January, when a new member was appointed, that completely changed the leadership on the board. Mm-hmm. And the good news is that the board is headed in the right direction, doing the right things. Many of the majority, has the philosophy of transparency. So I think that is happening as of 2020. Last year and previous to that, it wasn't happening.
All right. Well, we have to make sure that's top priority. Yolanda, thank you for joining us today. What is your website once again?
ElectYolandaKanak.com.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and good luck with your run for General Improvement District for IFGIV.
Appreciate your time today.
Thank you. This transparency is a word that's thrown around now, but now we have to look at, well, what about back then? Because there are still problems that have been in the past that we still don't know about are being dealt with. So don't worry so much about, when you talk about, I'm going to be transparent about this, I want to know what they're not being transparent about that's been taking place for a while. So Alan just sent me a quick email. He's on his way to pick up his T-shirt. If you want to pick up one of our Trump T-shirts before the big rally on Saturday, which is just so nice and refreshing. It's one of those t-shirts that really puts it out there for you. If you don't like Trump, you probably won't like me. And I'm okay with that. Wear it loud and proud. And then, of course, it's got 99.1 and 92.3 on the sleeves. So you can be proud of your live and local talk stations as well. $20, you can pick them up at the stations at the office on Idaho Street or on Plum Lane here in Reno. Stick around. We've got another special guest who's going to... Sorry about the talk and text lines today. It's pretty much just been text because we've had so many special guests today, so many interviews. Usually we only have one or so, and it's just been jam-packed today. So we'll be back after this Fox News update with Sheriff Kenny Furlong and talking about the increase in violence when it comes to the desecration of pretty much the campaign signs on the right. Yeah. Yeah. Not too many Biden signs out there being stolen and desecrated. Just the Trump ones. Just the Republicans. You got to wonder about that. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk and 99.1fmtalk.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. And there's so much to get to, but I want to make sure you get to 991fmtalk.com at some point today and answer today's poll question. This is just going crazy out there. Should there be another stimulus package? So much money in that $1 trillion package was wasted and misspent. And now just, you know, different departments, different groups who got the money changing their mind and saying, oh, well, we're going to put it towards this instead. Kind of like the tobacco money when that settlement came out. You know what I mean? So far, the majority of people participating in the poll say no. You know, yeah, people need the money, but again, this is just piling trillions upon trillions of dollars on debt that eventually we're going to have to pay back. Do we suck it up now? Do we suck it up later? Either way, it sucks. I know. Hey, yesterday's poll question, do you believe the Obama administration had 30 American soldiers, including 17 Navy SEALs, killed to cover up arms transfers to Syria? This is what the whole Benghazi thing was all about. You keep getting told one thing, but when the truth comes out, like it is right now with all the billions of dollars with Hunter Biden, it has to be spoon-fed to people because it is so hard to believe. Well, of those participating in the poll yesterday, 87% of those participating believe that, yes, that did happen. What I can't believe with this election is the tension, the violence, the destruction. It's not just BLM. It's not just Antifa. I mean, we had some kids that were just playing out from the neighborhood. And when I say neighborhood, I live on a kind of pseudo cul-de-sac. It's a loop. And so we only have 9 homes around us. Kids were out trying to steal our Trump sign. And it's like, seriously? Is that what your parents are teaching you? Is that what the education system has taught you? That if you disagree with something, you can just go out and do your thing, steal it, vandalize it? Joining us once again from earlier in the week is Sheriff Kenny Furlong for Carson City. Sheriff, thank you so much for joining me today. And the vandalism is escalating.
It is escalating. And we kind of anticipated as we moved closer and closer to the election time that this would occur. But it is escalating, and it's costing more and more dollars to make repairs to the homes, the vehicles, the businesses. This is more than just taking signs down.
So what happened at the Carson City GOP headquarters?
At the headquarters building, somebody came in the middle of the night. We do have it captured on video cameras that were surrounding the building. They covered the cameras to the best of their ability and then smashed out the windows to the headquarters building. And incidentally, I do want to say that both the chairs of the Democrat Central Committee as well as the Republican Central Committee have put out messages to everyone. This is absolutely unacceptable behavior, and so both sides are working with us, the sheriff's office. We're bolstering up patrols using other means rather than the regular police car. You can see it coming down the street from a mile away to hit these areas where a lot of the vandalism and the thefts are taking place.
Yeah, the one thing that I pull out from all of this, because you watch what's going on and in Oregon and Washington and California, is that these really aren't the parties going after each other. It's really not the Democrats versus the Republicans. It's outside of that. It's the people who participate in the things like Antifa, and they have no real political standing. They just want to see the chaos. Do we have this going on here in Northern Nevada?
Well, obviously we do. We saw what happened up in Reno. Demonstrations have been ongoing all summer long on a weekly basis. We try our very, very best to de-escalate these circumstances and the incidents so that the police are not actually the instigators. We're doing very, very well all the way throughout the region on the management of these things. But each one of them is a pot of powder ready to explode at any time. So we always have to be prepared for those unexpected circumstances that come out very, very quickly.
The one thing that I notice, and I take away from the pictures that we have of the vandal here, yes, is, you know, I'm going to say criminal. You know, a vandalist usually just goes and spray paints something, in my mind. This guy's busting out windows, you know, skinny, young.
Tall.
That's a serious issue, because to me, that's the younger generation. That's the 20-somethings that just don't have value for other things like this.
And you know what? I think you're more right than me. I did a press release. You know, obviously it's Republican headquarters. Well, is it the Democrats? Well, you really can't prove that. Until we catch this person, you really can't prove anything. So I apologize for that. It is somebody who is not lining up with the parties, because the party leaderships, they condemn this behavior. They absolutely condemn it. And so it's people with other agendas that they're just instilling fear in everyone.
Now, Dan, you got that on tape, right? Where he said that I was more right. Okay. So moving on, just double checking. I want to use that for a promo later on. How can people help identify this person?
I believe somebody already knows who's doing it. And that's where we use the media, such as your show and everybody else's, to get that word out. This is unacceptable behavior. We don't want it to escalate to somebody getting harmed, obviously, or that mass destruction. And so we're using every means possible. We ask that neighborhoods work together. Be friendly with your neighbors. If you have cameras on your residences or your businesses, you may capture that split moment where we can identify those people that are running yard to yard, stealing signs or vandalizing cars or vandalizing houses or businesses. So we all need to communicate, and that's really the best course of action. Somebody has a bit on their recorder that we wish we had.
You know, make fun. Have fun with it. If you have a Democrat who's a neighbor or a Republican who's a neighbor, and you both have signs for your political parties, make a bet with each other. Say, hey, let's do some fun. Whose sign's going to get stolen first? Yeah. I hate to ask this question of you, Sheriff, but I did just get a text here. Please ask the sheriff if it's legal to use a paintball gun on trespassers.
Oh, I read or heard about that story. Oh, Lord. I guess it kind of marks the trespasser.
It, you know, exactly. It's non-lethal. I think more law enforcement should use these, especially if the perp is running away. Because then you just
like
look
the exploding bank, a little pallet of money.
Exactly. Exactly.
How'd you get that blue paint on you?
So I saw you just walking down the street. What is this how you normally look?
But let me be serious about this for one moment. You can never tell what's in the mind of the offender. And your best course of action is to call 911. Call 911. Call 911. You know, we had a graffiti incident here in Carson many, many years ago. The locals went out to stop the guy from doing the graffiti, and he turns around with a gun and starts shooting.
Yeah.
Call 911. Be safe. And every one of us law enforcement agencies will get there as fast as we can.
Well, and there's so many other things for you to deal with, because I also have an email here from a very valued listener that it's starting up again, and a family member was told that so-and-so family member was caught doing something or was in an accident and they were in jail and they needed bail money. And I just... How people keep falling for things like this, because they sound so serious, but you've got a lot of other things that you have to deal with in the way of scams and vandals.
We do, and to the point of that type of scam, they're really attacking the good nature, the good heart of the family. That's what they're going after.
Yeah, that seems to be the way people react to everything now, whether it be voting or politics or criminal activity. It's all about emotions.
The emotions are sky high.
So what is the best course of action for people to take with all this vandalism, with the scams? Because is 911 really the best way to go? Because that's should be used for emergencies only.
Well, in the case of something that is actively going on, 911 really is the best route, because it's the fastest way to get resources to those scenes. If it's an active crime taking place, yes. If not, if you're reporting that somebody sent you a scam email or something, you can call our business lines at any of the departments. We use the media to inform people, keep people informed. Hey, this is going on, that's going on. But it, again, for whatever reason, a lot of the folks, they know it, but they just fall prey to it, and they lose lots of money.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for your time today, and, you know, I'm sorry to see this escalating after we just had such a nice conversation on Monday. I guess somebody wanted to prove you wrong, or, you know, it's not just the signs. They're going after flags. They're going after building. Now they're busting out windows and stuff.
As communities all the way through Northern Nevada, we're going to get through this. I promise everybody. We're going to get through this, but it's going to take us standing up together.
Yeah. All right. Sheriff Kenny Furlong, thank you so much for joining us today. And follow him on Facebook. You know, he's got a nice presence there. All right. We'll be back to wrap up the show with some things that are going on this weekend, including flag waving, very important, and just signs that the weekend will be pretty damn great. We'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Okay, I'm sorry if I talk fast, but we got a lot of stuff to wrap up here. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Head on over to our webpage and answer today's poll question. Do you think there should be another stimulus package? Is that easy? Yes or no? Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And while you're there, call in to get your t-shirt, get it on order. It's just $20 and you're going to love it and be proud of it and be proud of your president. If you don't like Trump, you probably won't like me, and I'm okay with that. So far, the results of the poll question, 70% of those participating say no, there shouldn't be another stimulus package. We need to suck this up. We need to get this state open. And it reminds me of the Nevada State Democrat Party spokesperson. Madison Mundy released a statement ahead of Trump's visit, saying that Nevadans aren't going to fall for this. Trump's desperate attempts to erase his failed records won't fool Nevadans. No. Sorry, Madison. The failed policies here are from your leader, as in Governor Sisolak, or as you know, I like to call him Licka. Well, you know what I like to call him. So here's the great news. Yeah, President Trump is going to be here on Sunday. He's going to be in Carson City. And if you want to get your tickets, if you want to get hooked up, log on to events.donaldjtrump.com and then get the Carson City location there. Still working on a few plans, but the most important thing to know is where it's going to be at the Cactus Airport there, the Carson Airport, and that doors open up at 1 and that the presentation starts at 4 o'clock. And I can tell for some reason or another, Jerry wants to join us. Is Jerry there? Oh, okay. I heard something and I heard something, kind of a click in my headphones. And usually when I hear that, Jerry's butting in. So, you know, just have to say. So I did. You can get your t-shirts at either location in Carson City or Reno of the radio station. So on Idaho Street or Plum Lane, like I said, they're just $20. So get yours and get it now. Again, congratulations to Scott, who won one earlier. And we'll be giving away a few more next week as well. But I'd say if you want to have your t-shirt for the rally on Sunday, just go pick it up and get it now. I love this because I love you. I love my listeners, and I take wholeheartedly responsibility for all of you. But I just received this, and it's talking about preparedness. You know, preparedness is such a wonderful thing. So I have a listener that said that she was going someplace and she had to get on a plane. So she filled out her ballot. Yes, she filled out her ballot and she told her daughter to, if anything happens to me, make sure that my ballot gets in. Make sure it's delivered. That's preparedness. That's being ready. But you can also be ready by knowing that tomorrow is the start of early voting. If I had my way, I would have you feeling safe to go out and do everything. This is a scamdemic. People are saying the hospitals are raging. No, they're not. We have positive tests coming out. Again, the people who shut us down, the CDC, the WHO, the World Health Organization, they have backtracked on everything. The numbers are there. I don't know where you're getting your information. The mainstream media sucks. Go to the source. 86% of positive cases, those people were wearing masks. Masks don't work. The WHO and other countries coming out, lockdowns don't work. It's killing people. It's killing the economy. Drugs, suicide, alcoholism, businesses being lost. Stop. Get out and live your life. You take a chance. You take a risk. You take a risk every single day, just getting up and going outside. and these people are trying to keep you from doing even that. Don't let them win. Please. Get out and enjoy your life. And I do have to make a correction. I'm sorry. Reno doesn't have any t-shirts. If you want one of those t-shirts I was talking about, you got to get it in Carson City. The best thing for you to do is call 884-8000 and make sure that they have your size available, because there's only a few different sizes that we have. You need to call the Carson City office first. Don't just show up. See me, I like to just show up and see people. They just want to double check that they have what, or we have what you need. Sunday, every day, wear your Trump gear. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Because if you are, if you let them curtail even wearing your Trump hat, then they kind of do win. They don't win the war, but they win this minor battle with freedom of speech, freedom of expression. I love you. Have a great day. Be your best, and I hope I see you on Sunday.